Jerry Bader Show, 9:52. There's an issue that has practically vanished from Wisconsin politics. That is Act 10. Now, we'll see what happens when the governor's race heats up in 2014. I do believe that the Democratic nominee is going to be Mary Burke. She is at her highest elected office, is Madison School Board. I think that's going to be a big issue for them. But really, the war on women, it is clear. It is clear that the 2014 Wisconsin strategy for Democrats is war on women. They're running Penny Bernard Schaber against Mike Ellis. They're going to play ad nauseum Mike Ellis, sit down, over and over and over. And quite honestly, I think in their shallowness, one of the things most attractive to them about Mary Burke is she's a woman. And rich, that too. And that's the card they're going to play. Well, that does give an opening for Scott Walker to run on the success of Act 10. If they don't want to mention it, then that's what you mention. You run on that and you let them play their silly games. Here's one of these stories that point that out. Now, a lot of school districts are reaping the benefits of Act 10 and won't admit it. Won't admit that the changes in what they do and don't have to negotiate for, being able to use an insurance besides the one affiliated with WEAC and so on, has saved them a lot of money. But liberal school board members and liberal superintendents are not quick to point that out. So this is refreshing. And I want to give a big thanks to listener Kevin, who brought this to my attention. So the Marshfield News Herald. The Marshfield School District, to use the exact words of the Marshfield News Herald, school administrators in Marshfield are adamant that the tools included in Act 10 have had a profound effect on their ability to control costs. Adamant, their words, not mine. These tools we have been given have been quite effective for us being able to curtail and control the costs, said Pat Saucerman, business director for the Marshfield School District. I don't want to give Act 10 too much credit, as he gives Act 10 all sorts of credit, but I do believe it's had a positive effect on our ability to control costs as we move forward. No, Saucerman doesn't want to give them too much credit, but can't help himself from admitting they deserve a lot of credit. The Marshfield School District spent $16.6 million on teacher salaries last year, lowest since 07-08. But what was really stunning was the drop in health insurance costs. Because the district switched to a high-deductible health insurance policy, the way employees have utilized the plan has changed drastically as well. Before the changes were made, the district's medical loss ratio would top 130%. What does that mean? That means for every dollar paid in premiums, the insurance company would pay $1.30 in claims. That dropped to 87% in the first quarter of this year. Why? Because you don't run to the doctor with your kid's runny nose when you have to pay more for it. That's why. People are more judicious in their consuming selections when they're paying more of the money. Just like over here in the private sector. Well, that means when you're sick, you won't go to the doctor. No, you're just a little more, use a little more discretion. That's all. When I or my children or my wife, look, you got to go to the doctor. You go to the doctor. On the other hand, you don't want to enter a copay. If let me give it a few days. You're more likely to go in a snap if you don't have to pay anything or very little of it. That's just the reality. So what do you know? People are more frugal with their health insurance when they're paying more of it themselves. And again, all of this possible because they didn't have to negotiate this stuff. I am not surprised by this. What is interesting is the Marshfield School District seems surprised. What do you know? This stuff works. This is going to... Oh, and here's another element of it. Remember all this woe and cry because high-end demographic, i.e. older teachers, were choosing to retire. They described it as being forced to retire. Choosing to retire because of Act 10. Remember, that was awful. That was terrible. This is one of the reasons teachers' costs have gone down in Marshfield. They have a greater percentage now of younger teachers who come in at a lower salary than the older teachers. I'm not saying experience isn't worth something. I'm not saying that at all. But it doesn't appear that the sky has fallen and the world has ended. Things seem to be just clicking along just fine in Marshfield with the younger teachers. And those precious natural resources of older teachers, well, they seem to be doing okay without them. That's just the way it is. My daughter points out she's had some great young teachers. You're seeing more young teachers in your school too, right, haven't you? You've told me that. As a result of this. As if that's a terrible thing. None of this is surprising to me. And do you know what is the least surprising part of the Marshfield News Herald story on this? The line where the reporter says, officials with the Marshfield Teachers Association did not wish to comment for this story. Shocking. All right, we're going to mix it up with liberal talk show host Mike McFeely in 8 minutes. It's 9:58.